CDC declares high severity of flu cases among all ages in U.S. The United States is currently undergoing the most severe flu season in 7 years, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Based on data available this week, this season is now classified as a high severity season overall and for all age groups for the first time since 2017 to 2018, the CDC said in an update on February 14. In addition, influenza remains elevated and is higher than or similar to the highest it has been all season under the CDC's metrics. The percent of specimens testing positive for influenza at clinical labs and the rate of laboratory-confirmed influenza-associated hospitalizations are higher than any peak week going back to the 2015 to 2016 and 2010 to 2011 seasons, respectively, the CDC stated. A map released by the CDC shows that 33 states are reporting very high influenza activity as of February 8, while 8 states are experiencing high flu activity. Separated by age groups, the highest cumulative hospitalization rate per 100,000 population was among adults aged 65 years and older, followed by adults aged 50 to 64 years, children aged 0 to 4 years, adults aged 18 to 49, and children aged 5 to 17, the agency said. So far, 68 flu-related deaths in children have occurred during the 2024 to 2025 season and 11 during the week ending February 8, the CDC said. In all, an estimated 29 million people in the United States have been sick with influenza during this season, leading to 16,000 deaths and 370,000 hospitalizations. U.S. health officials have recommended that everyone 6 months and older get an annual flu vaccination. About 44% of adults got flu shots this winter, the same as last winter. But coverage of children is down, at about 45% this winter. It's usually around 50%, according to CDC data. Positive test results for the flu reached 31.6% for the week ending February 8, the CDC said. The H3N2 and H1N1 strains were the two most common strains, with the two variants accounting for about 97% of positive tests. Health officials are closely watching a strain of bird flu known as type H5N1 that has affected millions of chickens and other poultry in recent months. Nearly 70 people have been sickened by the virus in the United States, the CDC has said. A separate CDC report issued on February 14 indicated that respiratory diseases remain high primarily due to influenza, with COVID-19 at low levels and RSV on the decline. The CDC has not collected total COVID-19 cases since May of 2023 and has relied on emergency department visits, wastewater information, and deaths to determine virus severity around the United States. A CDC graph shows that weekly COVID-19 deaths have increased slightly over the past several weeks but are at or near all-time lows, with 357 reported for the week ending February 8. To avoid seasonal viruses such as the flu or the common cold, health officials say people should avoid touching their eyes, nose, and mouth because germs can spread that way. People are also advised to wash their hands with soap and water, clean frequently touched surfaces, and avoid close contact with people who are sick. Flu symptoms include fever, chills, cough, sore throat, runny nose, body aches, headaches, and fatigue. They can last anywhere from a few days to 2 weeks, officials say. The Associated Press contributed to this report.